Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Robey. Welcome to our special Father's Day call to worship.
Think of our Father's living still, in spite of dungeon, fire, and sword. Oh, how our hearts beat high with joy whenever we hear that glorious word. Think of our Father's holy faith. We will be true to Him till death.
Faith of our Father's we will strive.
Heavenly Father, we focus mainly on You, Lord, as the ultimate example of a Father. And as we are created in Your image, help us to learn about fathers in Scripture and instructions that You have given them. And for the fathers listening to this broadcast, bless them. Bless them with health and happiness and with the wisdom needed for choices that they make for themselves and their families. Increase their faith as they grow in grace and the knowledge of You, the Holy One. We praise and honor You as our Heavenly Father and ask for opportunities that we may honor and give rightful praise to the fathers in our lives. And dear God, would You please give a special measure of Your grace to those men who may or may not have children of their own by birth, but have been placed in the position of fathering others. Help them to call on You for the strength they need for those responsibilities. Thank You, Lord, for this very special time that we can invest in Your presence today. Amen.
As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. We will call out to him as our Father. He is our God, he is the rock, he is our Savior. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. We will call out to him as our Father. He is our God, he is the rock, he is our Savior. Though father and mother forsake us, the Lord himself will receive us. He'll teach us his ways, he's our Father. He is our God, he is the rock, he is our Savior. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. We will call out to him as our Father. He is our God, he is the rock, he is our Savior. God sets the lonely families, leads forth the prisoners with singing. Father to the fatherless, defender of widows. He is our God, he is the rock, he is our Savior. Though father and mother forsake us, the Lord himself will receive us. He'll teach us his ways, he's our Father. He is our God, he is the rock, he is our Savior. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. We will call out to him as our Father. He is our God, he is the rock, he is our Savior. He is our God, he is the rock, he is our Savior. He
You are listening to Call to Worship. When you are logged into Facebook, please look us up. Facebook.com, Call to Worship with Gary Roby. Please make a note of that address, Facebook.com/Call to Worship with Gary Roby. When you see the page showing my picture in the top left and a dove with the words Call to Worship, then you're there. I will post the weekly topic and devotion for you there, and you'll see comments from some of our other Facebook followers. When you're in your Twitter account, search Twitter for us at call, followed by the number 2, then worship him. That's at call to worship him. You'll find inspirational thoughts and scripture to help keep you focused on our Lord at call to worship him. Call to Worship is a listener-supported program, and thanks to your generosity, it continues to minister from our website, calltoworship.us, and on radio stations across the United States. Our website allows you to safely and conveniently make a contribution to this ministry. Or if you prefer, your tax-deductible gift can be mailed to us at Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Thank you for worshiping with us today.
Father,
Thank you for listening to Call to Worship as we focus on fathers.
Love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that he should give his only son and make a wretch his treasure. How great the pain of searing loss, the father turns his face away as wounds which mar the chosen one bring many sons to glory. Behold the man upon the cross, my sin upon his shoulder. ashamed, I hear my mocking voice call out among the scoffers. It was my sin that held him there until it was accomplished. His dying breath has brought me to life. I know that it is finished.
If you have been given the role of Father, then you will be encouraged today as you are reminded of God's standards in His Word and how He will give you wisdom and strength to accomplish the task before you. And you'll be happy as you look back and see God's fingerprints on your life as He has used you in the lives of your children and those who look to you as the father figure in their life. And you can rest assured that blessings will come in the future as God, your faithful Heavenly Father, works in you and through you in time to come as He is faithful to give you a future and a hope. Here's some instructions for fathers and their children. Looking at Ephesians 6, first, children, obey your parents because you belong to the Lord, for this is the right thing to do. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise. If you honor your father and mother, things will go well for you, and you will have a long life on the earth. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger by the way you treat them. Rather, bring them up with the discipline and instruction that comes from the Lord. In 1 Peter, you husbands must give honor to your wives. Treat your wife with understanding as you live together. She may be weaker than you are, but she is your equal partner in God's gift of new life. Treat her as you should, so your prayers will not be hindered. Malachi 4:4, remember to obey the law of Moses, my servant, all the decrees and regulations that I gave him on Mount Sinai for all Israel. Look, I'm sending you the prophet Elijah before the great and dreadful day of the Lord arrives. His preaching will turn the hearts of fathers to their children and the hearts of children to their fathers. Otherwise, I will come and strike the land with a curse. Proverbs 19, fathers can give their sons an inheritance of houses and wealth, but only the Lord can give an understanding wife. There are times when you need the wisdom of Solomon. That is when you ask God. Find this in James, first chapter. Dear brothers and sisters, when troubles come your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy. For you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. So let it grow. For when your endurance is fully developed, you will be perfect and complete, needing nothing. If you need wisdom, ask our generous God, and He will give it to you. He will not rebuke you for asking. But when you ask, Be sure that your faith is in God alone. Do not waver, for a person with divided loyalty is as unsettled as a wave of the sea that is blown and tossed by the wind. And fathers, take time, precious time, intimate time, to be holy. Spend time in God's Word and prayer. Ephesians, the first chapter. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the Beloved. Folks, we can see many comparisons in Scripture between God as our Heavenly Father and our fathers here on earth. Check this out. We should praise the Father for his good deeds and earthly fathers for theirs. Our Heavenly Father is forgiving, and fathers should forgive others, even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven us. Our Heavenly Father feeds us, meets our material needs. As fathers, we should work hard to meet the needs of our families and those around us. Our Heavenly Father knows all our needs. Fathers should watch out for the needs of others. Our Heavenly Father gives us good things when we ask. When our family asks, always give them the best. Our Heavenly Father knows those who are His. Fathers, work hard to really know your family. Our Heavenly Father has a special place in His heart for children. Love your children, and don't frustrate them or provoke them to anger. God's discipline is always good for us. As fathers, we should discipline with instruction and in love. No matter how good or bad your father has treated you, God has used him in your life as one of the factors he's used to conform you to his image. We're told in Romans 8, 28 and 29 that it's all good because it is being used by God in our lives. And be thankful for the absolute perfect Father, our Heavenly Father, who loved us so much that he gave his only Son to purchase our salvation, saving us from sin and making a way that we can spend eternity in heaven with him, our Father. To all the fathers listening today, please know that you are loved. For those blessed to still have a father figure in your life, praise God for him and pray for him. Honor and respect him for his place in your life and in this world.
Never changing Father, I can't get over why you choose to love me, why you even care. Sometimes friends forsake me, try changing Father, you're always there. It's so nice to know I can lean on you in a world where so many things crumble. Yes, you knew that I'd need you. In the summer, the winter, or springtime, if it's raining, Lord, if there's sunshine, makes no difference at all. You're no different, you're faithful to me. Never changing.
changing Father.
You'll never change.
I can't get over why you choose to love me. Why you'd even care. Sometimes friends forsake me. Try to bend and break
till I can't stand no
more. Never changing, Father. You're always there. In my darkest hour, when I'm lonely, when I need. Bend and break, never changing, Father. You're always there. My never changing Father.
Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. Heavenly Father, I appreciate you. I love you, adore you, I bow down before you. Heavenly Father,
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken and in song, as we focused on fathers. I hope that this time has been an important part of your worship today. Please take just a moment to write our address, Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. And if you're not a believer listening today, believe the good news that Jesus, God in flesh, died for your sins according to the Scripture, was buried, rose out from among dead ones according to the Scripture. He's alive today, seated in a place of privilege at the Father's right hand in the heavenlies, because all sacrifice for sin has been done, finished. There's a glorified man in heaven. He's also God from eternity past. Now, that's good news. When you make a decision, please let us know. By mail to Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Or contact us through our website, calltoworship.us, where you'll find more information about this ministry, and you can make your tax-deductible donation safely and securely. That's calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, fathers, our desire for you is found in Proverbs. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths.